Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you chose to be with me on this 13th day of April 2024. We're going to talk about something very, very important to most people, and that is their self-esteem. And I want to get into it just a little bit here today. I've talked about it many times in my podcasts, video casts, and commentaries, even in my journal work that I send out to people. But this is a very important subject. Jan from San Diego sent me a beautiful email regarding Aspire, and I want to thank her for her kind comments once again. It's very, very thoughtful of you. people forget very quickly the kind of work that I do is not easily remembered. And I want to thank you, Jan, for your sweetness. I really do. Okay, let's get into this. She asks, what is self-esteem? And she talks about how she feels her self-esteem is very low. So let me just say this. Our self-esteem is a part of our ego, our vanity, our pride. We are taught to have self-esteem, and we are taught to think that this self-esteem is self-respect, and it's not. It's not at all. So to understand self-esteem, I kind of lay it out this way. It's the baseline of our self-preservation. It's how we live in the perseverance and preservation of our life. Based in the idea that we are a person and have personage. And once you start thinking about your personage, the kind of human being that you like to think you are, the persona of you, what is basically, Jan, your persona, your personage? That is basically the baseline of your survival mechanism of self-preservation. So if you aren't, let's say, high on the Richter scale of being cavalier about yourself, and you have not propped up all sorts of beliefs and theories about yourself, you would be in something that Lao Tzu talked about in the Tao. Let me read it to you. If your actions are in accord with the way, you will be of the way. Nurture the way yourself as yourself, and virtue will follow. So what is this way that he talks about as opposed to our self-esteem? The way is to trust in something more than our persona, our genetic heritage. In each and every one of us, we have many traits that we inherited from our parents and our forefathers. And these traits all fall into a line inside of us for reasons that, well, science just has not been able to calculate. But the closest to it has been Robert Sapolsky. And in his new book, Determined, he talks about the whole scientific means of how it is that we have no real choice in this world. We live off of the heritage of our DNA and our genetics. And if you live off of that, Jan, you will never know the way. The way is something that cannot be spoken of, as Lao Tzu talked about. The Tao that can be spoken of is no longer the Tao. There are certain elements in this lifetime that are beyond the comprehension of our human understanding and our logic and reasoning, of course. And this whole idea of self-esteem is how you look at yourself and esteem you. What does that mean, to esteem you? It is how you gratify yourself, how you and I choose to think of ourselves, how we choose to live as, in my case, a Gregory, and in your case, a Jan. How is that? How do you live in that? what are the traits of being a Gregory? What are the traits of being a Jan? And how do you feel about her? What do you think about her? Is she capable of certain things and not other things? And does she regard herself as high on the Richter scale of praise, of adorations? What does this self-esteem need? See, self-esteem needs a lot of push. It needs a lot of things that acquire personality. And oftentimes in all of this, there is that way in which we undermine ourselves and remove ourselves from the way, as Lhotse talked about it. Jesus talked about it in the Beatitudes. He talked about it all throughout his life, that we as individuals living the way we do make our own mistakes and hence have to suffer the consequences of it. And in the Beatitudes, which it's all laid out for us, blessed are the meek and blessed are they that are persecuted and, oh golly, blessed are the pure in heart. He talks about it all. He never talks about how we esteem ourselves. No great teacher, no great master ever talks about how you esteem yourself, because it's merely an opinion. It's the baseline of how we survive, how we preserve ourselves, self-preservation, and it's how we think of ourselves in getting through this world and having other people admire us or like us or give us what we want. It also affects that part of us that is love. We assume love. We don't know love. We assume it. And a part of the whole idea of self-esteem is to have someone love us. So my opinion, your opinion of yourself, well, it matters only because we listen to our human side. We listen to the human part of us. And in listening to that human part, we come to think in terms of manipulating our actions, our words, our beliefs. We need to have people adore us, ordain us in their affections. We need them to think highly of us. We need to think highly of ourselves. We need to think that, you know, our poop don't stink. Everything we do is perfect. Self-esteem, well, if you're going to play that game, it's a rotten game. It's a difficult game, and it doesn't lead to the awakening. And you've got to figure out what you're living for. Are you living for the awakening of yourself, or are you living for having people love you so you don't feel useless and you don't feel like you're lesser than? And if that's the case, that's the case for you. There'll be many things that will come in and out of your life that you will have to deal with. And if you attribute it to your self-esteem, you're going to miss. Things are going to happen to all of us one way or another. Some are wonderful, some ain't so wonderful. And it has nothing to do with our self-esteem. It has to do with our karma and how we live in our karma. So that is the means of the way within us. And most people are not much interested in that. I don't know if you are, Jan. I really don't know. But if you're going to, shall we say, elevate yourself, you're going to have to transcend this idea of your baseline need to preserve your life through the opinion you might have about yourself. My esteem is only based on the opinions of myself, and my self is not that important. It really isn't. In the light of everything that this earthly life is about, it is all about love and has nothing to do at all with my opinion of myself as a human being or as a Gregory. And if you listen to that voice inside you, you're going to be a miserable, miserable person. Really, you are. All right, I'm out of here. I hope that helps you. And if not, get a hold of me. You know how to do it, Jan. And I'd be happy to go into it a little further with you. Please forgive me, all of you. Namaste.